Welcome back to the Learning, Love and Wisdom Podcast with your host who has the most, Mitch Ping. The crowd goes wild. I'm driving back home. I've borrowed my mum's car and gone to pick up two of my mum's dogs to bring them back to my house for a little doggy date. And I'm feeling inspired to share and expand on the topic of nothing is missing. Nothing is missing. Your level of empowerment is directly proportional to the amount that you perceive is missing or not. If you perceive, if you feel, if you think, if you sense that something's missing from your life, you're unfulfilled, right? Think of an empty cup. To fill a cup is to fulfill it. If you are unfulfilled, the cup is empty. If you feel like you have an empty cup, an empty soul, an empty heart, an empty mind, then you're basically perceiving unconsciously or consciously that something is missing. Now, when we feel something is missing, we're disempowered and we're in a survival state. Usually, if we feel something is missing, we will want to seek something so that we can fill up. We'll fill up on whatever we're seeking. Whatever we perceive we're missing, we will seek. If I feel like I don't have any money, I will seek money. If I feel like I don't have a loving, intimate relationship, I will seek a loving, intimate relationship. If I feel like I don't have a strong, fit, flexible, energetic body, I will seek a fit, flexible, and energetic body. If I don't feel I have a family that's going to love me and is always there for me and friends that support me and a message that I'm sharing and something that I'm leading, if I don't feel that I have all of those things, if I feel they're missing, if they're your focus and what you're focusing on is something you perceive is missing and you're seeking it, you're running after it, what you're basically saying to the universe is, hey, I'm not actually grateful for my life right now. Hold that thought. I'll be grateful when I have the body, when I have the relationship, when I have the money, when I have the friends. You just hold on right now, universe. Just wait a minute and let me go and get that stuff and then I'll be grateful for you. Okay. Imagine if you went to buy a car and imagine if you went to buy a car and you said to the guy on Facebook Marketplace, all right, sweet, where are the keys? I'm going to take it, you know, just take it for a drive, maybe like a year, and then I'll pay you. Does that sound good? What's that person going to do? They get, what fucking fantasy are you living here, buddy? What do you mean? If you do something that you perceive is more pleasurable than painful, right? So if you see you're making progress towards something that is missing, oh, okay, cool. I don't have any money, but I'm running towards it. I'm seeking money. Awesome. I got some money. Awesome. I'm happy. That's pleasure. Anytime you separate pain from pleasure, you create addictive behavior that creates instability, emotional volatility in the brain, keeps you in a survival state. When you're in the survival state, you're unfulfilled and unempowered. So the whole concept of nothing is missing is the fucking most incredible one-liner statement that defines what love is in the universe and what love is in your heart and your soul and your mind and your body and your relationships and your family and your community and your city, your state, your country, and the world. It's everything, because when we're grateful for what we have, we get more to be grateful for. So I've been doing a lot of work. I'm still going off the coffee that I had fucking yesterday morning. I can't believe it. I've had the best sleep of my entire life last night. And it's because I'm starting to understand that nothing is missing. I thought that, Mitch, you're talking a lot about money. What's going on with money? Well, I've struggled with money. I've perceived throughout my life that money is it's missing. I don't have it. I'm stupid. I'm guilty. And I do things out of fair exchange. And it leads me to be more guilty and ashamed. Oh, that rhymes. Dr. Zeus. Dr. Ping. And yet I'm starting to realize that I've had wealth around. I have an incredible amount of wealth all around me. I have a loving mother that supports me. I have a loving father. I have brothers that, you know, are there for me, that would, you know, they care for me. We get to talk to each other and be there for each other. And I have a fit, healthy body. I have all of these courses and books and YouTube videos and movies and everything that I've watched, every person I've spoken to, everything that I've seen has given me value. I go to the beach and I get value. And that's genuine wealth, right? So the thing is, I want to leave this short little episode with some questions you to think about. Because what you think about, you bring about. If you're thinking about things that are missing, you'll attract more fucking things that are missing. If you go out looking for a lost dog, you'll end up with more fucking lost dogs. Or something. That just came to me. I don't know what that means. So the question, you go, okay, what do I perceive is missing right now, or I don't have, or something that, you know, I'm annoyed at, something I want to be missing, right? So there's both sides to it. And then you just ask yourself the simple question of, where is that specific thing, be as specific as you can, where is that thing right now in a different form? It's not going to be in the same form. Like I said, I thought I was broke and I'm got no wealth. No, I had wealth. I just didn't have it in my bank account. It was in other forms. It was in dogs and the beach and my family and my friends and support and the books that I've read and the courses that I've done and the YouTube videos that I watch and the posts that I have and the engagement that I get. It's in different things. So now, once you understand where your genuine wealth is, you can now, and what I'm doing is I'm converting that into cash. Oh, hey, mum, let's I haven't actually done this yet. Maybe I could squeeze this in. Hey, mum, let's sit down and do a coaching, and, you know, for it to really make an impact to you, let's do a bit of money, a bit of value. Do you value your son? Do you want to help me grow my business? Come on, bang, got some money. Hey, oh, I see you like dogs as well. Okay, cool. How can I promote my dogs more so that dogs can make me money? My dog's Prince has made me a bunch of money so far because I'm not feeling guilty or ashamed. I'm seeing that Prince has, I call him the $100 million dog. My $100 million dog, Prince, has an incredible, over $100 million of value. Okay, how am I converting that? What are the direct actions, the specific goals that I have and the strategies that are going to help me convert the love I have for Prince into real money? Oh, I'm making a shitload of posts and content with Prince that I genuinely love, genuinely grateful for. It's not some marketing sales, you know, ploy. I genuinely absolutely love the fuck out of him, and I'm just sharing it. I'm being vulnerable and I'm being honest. And I might be a bit out there, but I'm just sharing it because I fucking love him and I do feel love and I do want to share the message that when you do what you love what you do, you love what you have, you're with people you love, you share your love and you teach people how to find what they love. It's just such an incredible gift and I just want to shout it from the rooftops. Do you ever see someone walking past and you're like, I wonder if they can hear me? Hey, you. Hey. Anyway, I'm home now. Go over those questions. I'm going to have fun with the dogs here and have a great weekend. Have a good day, a good morning, life. If I never see you again or when I see you again, thank you and I love you. Yeah, let's get real intimate. Maybe you got your kids in the back playing your podcast. I love you. You're amazing. You're a genius. Go out and get it, all right? Life ain't that serious. Go out and get it.